Well, good morning to you. Good to see you all this morning, all of your bright and shining and smiley faces. This is a special weekend, not just because, you know, your parents don't have to work as much as usual and you might get a day off of school, but it's a special day. Does anybody know what day this weekend is celebrating? Yes, sir? Memorial Day. All right. Now, of course, you all know what memorial means, right? Oh, no, some of you don't. Okay, memorial. Can somebody tell me what it means, memorial? What does that mean? Well, I'll give you a clue. Let's look at the first few letters. Those of you who are good at spelling, M-E-M-O-R, memory. Very good. All right, it's talking about remembering. That's what memorial means. It's to remember. And, of course, on this on the day that's coming up here, in a little bit, we are remembering who? Yes, sir?
The men who fought.
That's right. The men and women who fought and fight for our country. That's what we are remembering this weekend. And it is a great time for us to remember that our freedom here in this country, like the freedom to come into church here and worship God, those have a price. And there are people who have paid that price, and it's been the ultimate price. But you know what? There are memorials in the Bible, too, for people who did amazing things, and we remember the stuff that they did. Let me give you an example. You probably all can remember something. If I were to mention someone's name, what is like a big thing that they did or a big something that you remember them doing? Let me see. If I say from the Bible, David, anything come to mind? Yes, sir. You forgot? Anyone else? David? Bring something to mind. David in the Bible? Nothing. We need to have Sabbath school more. Yes. Rocket the Giant, David and Goliath. Holy smoly, didn't remember that one? All right, David and Goliath, that's right. So there is a memorial in our minds because we keep reading about what he did and we remember that time. So that is a memorial. Now, how about if I say someone else's name? What is a big thing that comes into your mind if I were to say Jesus? Yes, sir. Cured blind people. Yeah, not only blindness, but other stuff too. What else? Fought the devil. Where? In the mountains. That's right, when he was being tempted. Yes. He ate how? Oh, created us. That is right. He did create us. Oh my goodness. So many things when you hear the name Jesus that you can think about and that you remember about the great things that Jesus has done for us. A big one is him dying on the cross, too. Now, do you know that you have a memorial, too? That each of you leave a memorial? Did you know that? How many of you, are there a couple people here who are pretty good friends with each other? That you two are pretty good friends? Or who two is pretty good friends? All three of you are pretty good friends? Excellent. Well, whichever one you would like to, if you could give me just one word that you think would describe your friend to you. You thinking about it? All right, give me a word.
Kind.
Kind. Hey, that is a pretty good memorial. Someone thinks of you as kind. That's a good one. How about you from one of them? A word that you might think of.
Thoughtful.
Thoughtful, kind and thoughtful. It is great to have friends that are kind and thoughtful. Now, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but how many of you from school or from the playground can think of people who they're kind of mean to you? Maybe they're a bully. Anybody think of those types of people? Anybody ever had that experience? Yeah, some of you had. Some of you, praise God, have not had that experience. Do you know that some people leave good memorials and some people leave bad memorials? How would you like other people to think of you as a bully? As a mean person? Would you like that to be how people think about you? No. You know, sometimes my daughter there, she's little. She can barely talk. Mostly she just gets into trouble. But she's cute, so we forgive her. Yeah, but you know, she has a memorial too. Not only does she make people remember what she does, but she makes people think about what her mother and daddy do as well. If she gets up and runs around and causes all sorts of nonsense in church, there are people who look at her mother and me and go, Those parents, they just need to get on her and make sure that she obeys. So, not only do your actions make it a difference how people see you, but it also, since we're Christians, it makes a difference how people see God. So what the Bible says, he says that we should let the light that God gives you shine out into the world so that other people may love God because they have seen you be kind and thoughtful to other people. So I want you to remember that it's very important for you to be kind and thoughtful and nice and obedient, not just because mommy and daddy tell you to do it, but because other people need to love God as much as you do, and that will help them see him. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are so good to us, and you give us so many wonderful things, including the freedom to be the person that you have made us to be. Help us to be kind and thoughtful so that when other people see us, they will praise your name. In your name we pray. Amen.